AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. It shouldn't have been a surprise to law enforcement in Washington. The man charged with landing a gyrocopter on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol Wednesday had told the Tampa Bay Times recently about his plans.
I'm going to violate the no-fly zone nonviolently. I intend for nobody to get hurt. And I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall in front of the Capitol building.
Douglas Mark Hughes was taken into custody after piloting his tiny aircraft through restricted airspace around the National Mall. Hughes took responsibility for the stunt, saying he wanted to deliver letters to all 535 members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. Former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez is starting a sentence of life in prison in Massachusetts after being convicted of first-degree murder.
District Attorney Thomas Quinn says name recognition did not help the defense.
Aaron Hernandez may have been a well-known New England Patriots football player. However, in the end, the jury found that he was just a man who committed a brutal murder.
Odin Lloyd's mother, Ursula Ward, said she forgives the hands of the people that had a hand in her son's murder, either before or after.
And I pray and hope that someday everyone out there will forgive them also.
Members of the jury said they were shocked that the defense admitted Hernandez was at the scene when Odin Lloyd was killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the White House, President Obama met with the presidents of Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone to get a handle on the current Ebola situation. He says huge strides have been made.
In Liberia right now, there are zero cases. In Sierra Leone and Guinea combined, there are fewer than 40 new cases last week, and that's around the lowest number in a year.
The international goal now to prevent any new cases. The UN Special Envoy to Yemen is stepping down after 4 years of peace efforts. This is AP Radio News. There's concern about a new dog flu that sickened at least 1,000 canines in the Midwest. Dr. Keith Paulson is with the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine.
It's a new virus to the population. They haven't had a chance to be vaccinated or have natural exposure, and that's why clinical signs are a little bit more severe.
Veterinarians are telling pet owners to keep their dogs from going nose-to-nose with other four-legged friends. Well, you still have a few hours to file your taxes if you live in the West. Midnight is the deadline. Scammers this tax season don't care who they target. North Carolina Baptist pastor Al Cadenhead says a scammer claiming to be from the IRS accused him of tax fraud.
She proceeded to tell me that they were issuing a warrant for my arrest, that they were placing a lien on my house and freezing my accounts because I had failed to cooperate. She also said that they would be notifying the local media about the arrest.
He testified before the Senate Committee on Aging. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Lowe's has all the supplies you need to get your home spring ready, inside and out. Shop Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Plus, renew for the season with select cleaning essentials for under $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We have everything you might need for a rainy day like today. Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus